We now have a reading of part of a blog entry written by Major Andrew Olmsted 7 months ago from the battlefield in Iraq.
This is an entry I would have preferred not to have published. But there are limits to what we can control in life, and apparently I have passed one of those limits. And so I must say here what I much prefer to say in person.
That entry was published last week, a day after Andrew Olmsted was killed, January 3rd, by a sniper north of Baghdad. He was the first American casualty of 2008. Andrew Olmsted asked his friend Hilary Bach to post his final blog entry if something happened to him. Hilary Bach is an associate professor of philosophy at Johns Hopkins University. I spoke to her earlier about Andrew.
He sent me an email at the end of last March when he knew he was going to Iraq, asking me whether I would be willing to hold on to a post to be published in the event of his death, and I said yes.
Was this email a surprise to you when he said to you, I want to leave this in your hands and I want you to publish it in the event of my death?
Yes. Certainly nothing had particularly led up to it. You know, he and I were reasonably good friends. In fact, he started out the email by saying, "This may be going well beyond the bounds of our friendship, so feel free to tell me to get bent."
So you were surprised when you received that email. What did you think when you first read it?
When I first read it, I cried, which I did not tell him at the time. I couldn't really think how to do that without embarrassing probably both of us. But eventually I did.
Eventually you told him?
Yeah.
What did he say?
In an email he said to me, "I'm sorry the post made you cry. That certainly wasn't my intent. I was hoping to get a few smiles out of it, actually. I guess I have to work on it some more. I figure me being dead is sad enough without writing some mawkish post that makes it feel even worse. But rest assured, I'll be doing everything in my power to make the post unnecessary in any case."
And then did he change it substantially?
No. Not much.
And he writes that he wants to have the final word, if you will. And he has some very interesting comments in this last blog entry, which is quite long. One of which struck me, that he didn't want his death to be politicized in any way.
That's right. Andy had very strong political views, but he also was absolutely committed to respectful debate. I also think he thought that his own views about the war were his own, and they were complicated enough that if he were appropriated in some way and used as part of a slogan, what he thought would inevitably be misrepresented.
Characterize, if you will, the nature of his writings. What would he talk about?
He really talked about whatever came to mind. Sometimes he talked about life in the military. Sometimes he talked about his views on political issues. Sometimes he talked about baseball.
What kind of response has his final blog had?
It's been extraordinary. We've had, in the time since I put up the post, I think over 260,000 visitors. And normally we would get about 4,000 a day. The comments that we've gotten, we've also gotten a huge number of comments. There have been people who bitterly oppose the war. There have been people who fervently support it. And they've almost all of them have left their politics at the door and not wanted to talk about anything beyond their respect for Andy and what his life and his words meant to them.
Well, Hilary Bach, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
Hilary Bach is a friend of the late Major Andrew Olmsted and was asked to post his final blog entry. You can find that blog entry and a link to his blog at www.npr.org.